You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned. Up next is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud.
Hello, everyone. This is Derek White Sky Cloud, and you listen to Between Two Worlds on bbsradio.com. And tonight, we have a very special guest. His name is Chris Moon. Now, Chris Moon is a paranormal investigator, just like myself. I'm a psychic medium as well and a paranormal investigator. He's located up in the States, so, and I will actually share with you the story about Chris Moon. This fellow is quite interesting, and to tell his story, this is how basically what we'll talk about. Now, interesting part of it is, when I was listening to the show, there was actually a show called APSR Radio, and Dr. Jimmy, who actually has an affiliate, one of our affiliates, who actually asked me to come on to his show once a month, he asked me to listen into the show when he was actually doing, actually having Chris Moon on, and they are actually up at a location, and I won't disclose it yet, but I will share with you what it is. And anyways, the story of it was, everyone used to always ask that question, can the dead really talk back? Well, you know what? I'll tell you this right now. I witnessed something that would just blow you folks away. And this is actually it's a type of an item. It's called Frank's Box. And it's not invented by Frank himself specifically. It actually was invented by Thomas Edison. And I'll explain this whole story to you. As many as you all know and have already experienced, technology exists that allows you to communicate directly with the dead. Now we have the ability to hear voices of those who have passed and communicate in real life through Thomas Edison's telephone to the dead. Christopher Moon has been a leading paranormal investigator in the United States for 18 years. In that time, he has had the opportunity to witness many amazing supernatural events and advancements in the field of scientific paranormal investigation. In 2004, Christopher was given the opportunity to test new technology developed by a gentleman named Frank Sumpton, which allowed direct communication between our physical world and the spirit world. Skeptical as Christopher would be, he conducted field tests at many famous haunted locations, coast to coast, which wishes through coast to coast, including, but not limited to the Sally House in Atkinson, I think it's Kansas, I believe, and also Lizzie Borden House in the Fall River. Is it Massachusetts? I'm not too sure. I'll have to ask that man. And the Whaley House in San Diego, California, the Hotel Maison de Ville in New Orleans, and as also the Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and the Waverly Hill Sanatorium, which I actually had somebody else on my show who actually had done the same type of investigation, but not using the box, but did the investigation. Christopher was immediately taken by what he had seen and heard, and he was able to make a direct connection with spirits, inhabitants, victims, participants, and witnesses to the unspeakable acts that had happened within the walls of these notoriously haunted places. The details afforded by these spirits have answers to lingering questions that could not have come from anyone but the parties involved. Already amazed by the instrument's ability to connect with these historical figures, Moon soon realized that other entities were trying to reach out as well. Deceased fathers, sons, mothers, daughters, and friends of session participants were sending messages through the device. Talk of this spread. The talk did spread around, and at the Ghost Chasers Weekend Conference in Savannah, Georgia, Christopher was asked to do a presentation about his research with the telephone to the dead. This quickly turned into a public demonstration. One by one, participants came forward requesting to speak with loved ones who had died. Surprisingly, even to Moon, these requests were met with comforting and sometimes vital messages. The presentation was recorded and broadcasted by APSR Radio. Since the Savannah Conference, Christopher has been repeatedly asked to perform personal and private readings with a telephone to the dead for people worldwide. Though other obligations leave him with little time to fulfill each and every request, Christopher has decided to make time to utilize this tool to his best capability. He sees the need to closure and reassurance to those left behind that their loved ones who have passed are at peace, and will start doing personal readings with the device via telephone and in person, and appointments are extremely limited, so call for yours now. And he did say that. This is on his own website. Now, I'm going to give you guys a toll-free number to call in, but I'm going to actually do, first of all, I'm going to interview Chris. I'm going to ask him some questions regarding this device, and then we're going to be taking calls in the next 10 to 15 minutes, and I'm going to ask you, actually have you folks call in, ask one question, tell him who you are, and if Chris is able to use the device tonight, we will work with that. If he's unable to, I will tell you this. Hang on to Chris's website. He does have a website. He does have a magazine called Haunted Times. Yes, he does have a magazine called hauntedtimes.com. It's on the website. The very same number, and also he's also on MySpace, located there as well. And we'll hand up those numbers and pages and stuff. Now, Christopher's also done tours. He's actually been on many radio shows besides myself. I'm really privileged to have Chris on tonight. He's been on Coast to Coast Radio with George Norrie. He's been on TAPS Radio Beyond Reality. He's been on KHOW Radio with Peter Boyle, Darkness Radio, APSR Paranormal Talk Radio, X-Zone, Buffo, The Graveyard Shift, Rochelle Sparrow's Psychic Connection, UFO Digest, Audio, Martini Curious Paranormal Radio. He's been Ecto Talk Radio, Toronto Radio, The Witching Hour Radio Program, and Late Night Live Radio Program. His television interviews and appearances include most notably the NBC's Today Show and numerous ABC, CBS, NBC, WB, CW, and Fox affiliate stations around the country. How's that, Chris? That's a mouthful, my man.
I sound like a busy guy.
Yeah, you think so.
How you doing, Dave?
Good. I'm really good. Now, I got a question for you, my friend.
Okay.
I was just going to say, before I say question, I listened to the show when Jimmy called me up. I was floored. My hairs were standing up on my body that I never knew I had hair. So I find it's interesting that when I listened to the program, and even when Jimmy actually kept the recording of it. So guys, you know what, listen in. If you want to listen to the recording of it, like I said before, Chris has got, he's on YouTube. All you do is have to type in on the search engine, Frank's Box, Chris Moon, and you'll find it. You'll have no difficulty in it. Watch the piece. It's about 8 minutes long, 9 minutes long. Listen to it. It's fabulous. It's something that you will begin to really understand. Now, Chris, even though the show is only an hour, and I know very well we can fit as much as possibly can, I'm going to take calls, but did you get your machine hooked up?
I'm sorry, I lost you there for a second. What was that?
I talk too much, don't I, Chris? Were you able to hook up your machine tonight?
I have it ready to go. We can see how it'll work. It usually does pretty good for us over the air.
Okay. That sounds good. We'll give it a shot. To let everyone know, can you explain to the people out there why you decided to do it and what's the purpose? How can it really help us?
Well, you know, this is the first true two-way communication device that we've ever run into. And like you mentioned before, I've had the privilege of testing the device since 2004, and we've just had some great success with it. So the nice thing about this, in comparison to some other things that have been out there in the past, is that we're able to make direct connections with spirits on the other side, whether they be intelligent or earthbound. They're able to come through in their own voices and pass along their stories.
So how long do you think their voices are, when they do transfer back their voices back to us, do they last long enough to, give a good long sentence, or are they able to be just short words?
Well, you know, it just depends on the spirit. Most of the intelligent spirits who passed and have been over for quite some time usually can come through in longer phrases. Some spirits that really lack the energy will come through in short words, but the spirit technicians really assist in bringing through their messages.
Okay. I got to welcome also everybody in the chat rooms here. I've got the chat room in Bomb BBS Radio. Welcome, guys, for coming in, and also the Pal Talk room. We got the Pal Talk room here available. People are online listening to this. They're absolutely patiently waiting to call in. I know they are, and we're trying everything we can to get it out there. And there are people out there even that actually got some questions. So they're saying that sometimes these sounds sound like muffled on EVPs, and some are normal. And also, we've actually, some more other people in other chat rooms are going, ooh. They're not sure if they want to ask now because they're kind of, in a way, does it ever sound frightening for them to talk to someone who's passed away?
Yeah, it's interesting. We have a lot of people, especially now that we've separated a little bit and started doing private readings for people, and even in group demonstrations, you know, people come in with a really good idea of what's going to take place, but once they're able to start hearing it happen live in front of them, you find a lot of people like to back off. It becomes too real for them at that moment.
Yeah. Okay. Now I got one crazy question to ask you. Have you ever tried to contact? I mean, I'm not being religious here. Have you ever tried to contact Jesus Christ?
Well, you know, when it comes down to it, religion is a dangerous thing to talk about, but. The way that it's explained back to me is that a lot of religions are more man-made than anything else, and that there's one true way that things work out there. But I'm always hesitant to talk to people about it because it's very easy to offend people.
Yeah. How far back have you ever made contact with loved ones that have passed away? How far back, like 100 years ago, 200 years ago?
Oh, yeah. There's no limit on time. We deal with a lot of different types of communications, and spirits that want to come through will communicate. We get a lot of people who come in wanting to contact a specific person and find out that they're contacted by someone completely different that is trying to pass along a message to them. So time doesn't really seem to be any type of issue whatsoever.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to ask this question. My mom and dad passed away this year. My mom passed away in May. My dad passed away in July. Do I have to give out the name of my father and my mother?
You know, usually when we ask the questions to the device, we try to make it as personal as possible.
Okay.
And when we go with the spirit technicians on the other side, that's how they usually will identify the energies to bring them through.
Okay. Well, basically I want to make contact with my mother. Her name is Frida Willey, W-I-L-L-E-Y. She went by the maiden name of Rolf, R-A-L-F-E. I wonder if she's around.
Well, we can definitely check on that. I haven't got the device up and running yet.
Yeah, okay.
I would be more than happy to pull that through when we get that up and running.
Sounds good. Now, we got some callers calling in. Chris, are you ready for these callers?
Absolutely.
Okay. I got a caller calling in. Who am I speaking to? Where are you from?
Hi, Derek. It's Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
What can I do for you, my dear?
I just finished making chocolates and thought I better tune in.
Okay. She's making chocolates and she's ready to tune in. Cool.
Yeah,
well, we've got something happening here, Barbara. Have you ever heard of Frank's Box?
No.
Well, basically we have here is Chris Moon is one of the caretakers of one of the boxes that was redevised by Frank Sufton, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was made from the very beginning. Who invented it was Thomas Edison. Is that correct?
Well, the general idea behind it was Thomas Edison was working on this technology, and we like to think that Frank completed that idea.
Okay.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. So what do you think of this box, Barbara?
Well, it sounds like it's pretty good. I'd like to hear more about it, that's for sure.
Well, when you're ready, when do you think you may be ready, Chris?
I'd say about 10 minutes we can get everything fired up and ready to go.
Sounds good. Okay. Well, first of all, what we'll do is we'll ask more questions and then we'll have you fire it up. So, Barbara, if you want to either hang on or we will just keep on asking questions.
Okay. That sounds good. I'll hang on with you.
Okay. Barbara Leonard is actually, Reverend Barbara Leonard is actually one of our ministers here up in White Rock, or actually Surrey White Rock area. So she's a good friend of mine. She actually has had her own radio show here on BBS Radio called the Inner Garden Online Chapel. And everybody right now, everybody's going, wow, this is amazing. We're looking forward to hearing what's going to happen. Now, you have been doing a lot of tours lately. Where are you about to go to now? What's the next place?
Well, we do a lot of public events throughout the United States called Ghost Hunter University, where we actually take people into these purportedly haunted locations, train them how to become paranormal investigators, and then actually take them out on an investigation that night. And we go everywhere from, I think you mentioned some of the places, the Lizzie Borden House out on the East Coast all the way to the Whaley House out on the West Coast. And we're even talking about coming up there and maybe doing an event. I know that was something that we discussed a little bit.
I want to get you up in my territory up in British Columbia here, because we've got some major haunted areas. I got a place for you that actually, it used to be a prison. It was a maximum prison, and they hung people there. It was actually a maximum prison. It was by executions. And guess what they did? They turned this place into a restaurant.
Oh, wow. Gotta
so
love
that. I think
that.
You're going to really enjoy this one.
Absolutely. It's one of the best investigations I've ever had was actually a bed and breakfast here in Colorado that used to be a tuberculosis hospital.
Yeah.
So it's strange to have buildings transform into a whole new identity.
You know, here's one here. Like, basically, you were at the very same site as where Chris, the other Chris was at, the other Chris Booth, where he was doing the investigation there. And you said you were out there yourself, weren't you?
At Waverly Hills?
Waverly Hills, yeah.
Yeah, sure was.
How was it there for you? How was reception inside the building itself?
Oh, it was amazing. We had right around 100 people during the event when we were there, so it was a nice active group. And we went in there, and the activity at Waverly Hills is always amazing because it doesn't seem like there's any limits on the actual paranormal activity that you see there. Lots of shadow people. EVPs were very clear, especially through the telephone to the dead. You were able to see things with your own eyes, whether you were a seasoned investigator or someone just walking in on this. And it's really an incredible place. I love it there.
Wow. Now, did you get some negative things out of that box? Or have you ever had any negative things come out of that box as well?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, because we get a lot of people come through to us and say, how can you use a device like this? It's evil, it's bad, it's this, that, the other thing. And the fact is that I think everything in life, we'd all agree, is 50% good, 50% evil, and it's all how you use the device.
Okay. So you do get, once in a while, you get the odd one. And I remember someone telling me one time that, this is kind of amazing, but they told me one time that when someone's still living, they actually heard their own voice in the very same box.
Mm-hmm. Correct. We actually had a very famous, I won't give out a name here, but we had a very famous paranormal investigator, kind of an elder statesman of paranormal investigation and demonology, who was in a coma and actually came through very clearly to his nephew through the device and passed him some very important information before he died himself.
Wow.
So that opens up a whole new door of the possibilities of communication, but it was really amazing.
I do have another question for you too, a story to tell you, a real quick one. When my father passed away, the day before he passed, I was doing a wellness program, and when I come home around midnight, I walk to my office, and my phone is actually cordless, but my phone was hung up, and I heard sounds, voices of people in one room talking to each other, and I swear to God that I actually heard them talking. And I asked my wife if she heard the voice, and she says no. And the very same night, before the morning, I got a phone call from the church, from the hospital, saying that my father passed away.
Mm.
But I heard the voices on that line. I swore, I the phone never rang, but I heard people talk, a whole pile of people talking in the room as if there was a big conference.
Absolutely.
And the funny thing is, those voices sound so familiar. Like, I knew those voices.
And that's becoming more of a common thing that happens now. It's really incredible how spirits can communicate with you.
Do you think our technology is becoming so acute now that we will have that chance, everyone will have that chance to talk to loved ones or past?
Well, that's the thought now. You know, the device that I use is originally built by Frank, and there's actually some carbon copy knockoffs that are out there now that work on a similar premise, but they don't really work. The thing is that a lot of people don't want to get into the fact that you do have to have some sort of mediumistic ability to make these things work. We've tested this many times over with many different types of people, but a standard technology that can communicate back and forth between the two worlds, doubtful. But when you have the right medium going in and using the device the correct way, the results are just incredible. So it's not necessarily just a standard technology, but it's a spiritual and standard technology that's coming together that make it work.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting. I find it's going to be interesting that we're going to be able to pretty well contact loved ones that are passed over. I'm sure it'll probably happen in no time at all.
Absolutely.
But, you know, this is not something new. It's been around for a long time because, I mean, you think about it. Thomas Edison, you said, or they actually said Thomas Edison was one of the main inventors.
Exactly. And as crazy as it sounds, Thomas Edison is basically one of my bosses, I guess you could say, because I talk to him on a fairly consistent basis.
Now, you're saying, again, you said he's actually going to be, he's one of your bosses?
Exactly. He's one of the people that leads the spirit team.
Guys, do you understand this? Thomas Edison's one of his bosses. Do you get paid for that?
I wish that I did.
But it's interesting how you've got someone in the other spirit world who's actually going to try to come through,
mm-hmm.
and also to really talk to you all the time, or does he always talk to you all the time, or would you just have to ask him questions?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you ask him questions all the time, or does he just come through and talk to you?
He'll usually just come through when he needs to pass something along.
Okay.
But the majority of the time, I deal with my spirit technicians, which are the people who help connect on the other side.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Do you mind if I play a sample? I got some samples you guys sent me.
Okay.
And I'm going to play one particular one here that where you were trying to make contact with Edison, and I'll play this sound. We may play it about two or three times, but I will play it one more time. We'll play it now.
Great.
I'd like to ask you some questions. I'm not going to speak over the top of you. If you could answer those questions as absolutely clear as possible, it would be beneficial to you, your side, as well as my research.
Now we'll play this one more time, guys.
I'd like to ask you some questions. I'm not going to speak over the top of you. If you could answer those questions as absolutely clear as possible, it would be beneficial to you, your side, as well as to my research.
Now, is he saying he's Edison?
Yeah, it's saying it's Thomas Edison.
Okay. I find this interesting. This is going to be interesting. You know, I feel like as if I'm in a Twilight Zone. you know, you think about it. I mean, it's myself. I'm excited. I think this is. I'm just overwhelmed. I get excited because I know very well there always has been an opportunity for anyone really to speak through the other side,
mm-hmm.
and I think this is going to do even more for others. I got one more here. We'll share.
Okay.
This is another one coming through.
Who's here with us?
I'll play one more time, guys.
Who's here with us?
So he's basic St. Thomas and Edison. Wow. Well, guys, what do you think of that one?
Wow.
It is a wow, isn't it?
Yeah, wow.
Pretty incredible stuff.
It is, quite incredible. Okay, well, are you ready to be fired up there, Chris?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and get this started up.
Okay. Barb, if you want to ask a question, let Chris know who you are and who you want to make contact with.
Okay, my name is Barbara Leonard, and I would like to speak to my father, if you can reach him there.
And what's your father's name?
George Cook.
We're still getting started here. Give me a second. Trying to get everybody in space here. I'm going to go ahead and say a few words, if that's all right, just to get prepared.
Yeah, go for it.
And we'll go from there. Actually, speaking of the spirits here, we're going to go ahead and try to contact spirit guides. We're going to go ahead and bring through our technicians. I'm specifically trying to get in touch with Tyler. If you can come through and help us out here, we would appreciate it. We have a few people who want to ask questions. We'll give you as much information as we can. If you're here with us, please let us know, and we'll go ahead and get started.
Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready, Ty.
Hello?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to go ahead. Looks like they're getting started. Just give it a second. Okay, let's go ahead. Tyler, is that you?
Okay. Barbara, you want to say, mention who you are again and who you're looking for again?
Okay, it's Barbara Leonard. I'm looking for my father, George Cook.
Okay, go ahead and repeat that for me one more time.
Pardon me?
Can you repeat that for me one more time?
It's Barbara Leonard, and I'm looking for George Cook, my father.
Barbara Leonard, looking for George as a cook? Can you reach him, Tyler? Yes. Here. What's your question?
Just wondering if he remembers the last thing that I said to him.
Do you remember the last thing that your daughter said to you? She wants to talk to you about the light. Yes,
about
he wants to speak to you about the light.
About the light, yeah.
Correct.
Yep.
He's going to be... Have you been talking to him recently?
Have I been talking to him recently?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, he's talking about that. He says he's been talking to you because he needs to pass a message through.
Okay.
It's about the light.
About the light, okay.
The first one to be waiting. He'll be the first one to be waiting. And don't have question if you have... He says do not question that.
No, I don't question that.
That he will be waiting. He's ready, he said.
Well, tell him I'm not coming for a while.
He says he's not coming for a while.
Yeah.
He said that's fine. But he wants to let you know that he will be there, not to worry that he will be there. And I did relay that there, making sure that I'm relaying that.
Sounds good.
Well, great. Well, thank you, guys. And should I let you go, Derek, and you can get somebody else in, maybe.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot, Barb.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, now that you stoked it up, let's see. I'm interested in talking to my mother and my father, if it's possible, but her name is Rita Willey, W-I-L-L-E-Y.
Derek wants to get in touch with Rita Willey. Tyler, can you bring through? Yes, got her. Right here. She's right here. Okay, go ahead. question for her?
I'm curious how my mother's doing since she's passed. I want to know if what she thought about what happened at the funeral.
What happened at the funeral? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you on that one.
I'm sorry, just asking her what her opinion was about the funeral.
Her opinion of the funeral. Rita, he wants to know your opinion of the funeral and how you're doing now. Fine, was your first question.
She'd ask my mom if she's still mad at Dad.
Are you still mad at your husband? No grudges? No grudges was the answer.
No grudges? Okay.
Right here?
Dad's
right there. He's right there. Yep. Right there. Okay. They're talking back and forth right now. They're speaking back and forth there.
They're talking back and forth to each other?
Yeah, they sure are. Did you have another question?
The question is that there. I remember I mentioned before earlier that I was on the telephone, on my own telephone, mm-hmm. The night before Dad passed away. Was that all the family waiting for my father?
It just came through. Yes, it was. Very clearly. I don't know if you got that over the air, but that was very clear. Yes, it was.
They offered that opportunity for me to hear that.
You're welcome. Through the phone. Through the phone. Yes.
Appreciate that. I really did enjoy that.
They didn't know if you'd gotten that message. And then now they ask if you want to call.
I want to call?
If you want to call them.
I talked about it last night to my wife. I said I'd like to call Mom and Dad.
Right here. We're right here.
I'm
standing right here.
Very much.
They're coming through very clearly. Yes. Yep, absolutely. Thank you, Ty.
Okay, folks. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Chris. Now, what we're going to do is get more callers calling in, and toll-free numbers are available. The phone number is 877-876-5227. It's 877-876-5227. That's for the American side. And in Canada, is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. International lines, 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Don't think twice, guys. Don't be shy. Phone in those numbers, and you will get your chance to have a chat with a loved one who's passed. If you want to do this, please call. Oh, we got a caller calling in. Who am I speaking to? Hello?
Hello?
Who am I speaking to?
This is Karen.
Can you speak a little louder?
This is Karen.
Karen? Hi, Karen. How are you doing?
Good.
Where are you from?
I'm from Massachusetts.
From Massachusetts. Well, Karen, thank you for calling BBS Radio on Between Two Worlds. And do you have a question?
Okay, for someone on the other side.
Yes.
My question is, who has been banging on my walls?
Well, Chris, if you can ask the other side, she's asking who's been banging on her walls.
And I'm sorry, Karen, I'm going to need your first and last name, if that's right, if you don't mind giving that over the air.
Excuse me?
I'm going to need your first and last name, if you don't mind giving that over the air.
I'd rather not give my last name out over the air.
Okay, we can't guarantee any accuracy at that point. We can give it a shot.
Okay.
Tyler, can you hear me? Tyler, can you hear me? Okay, yeah, I'm here. We have a woman named Karen. Can you identify her energy right now? Okay. Okay, she wonders who's banging on her walls right now. Oh, okay. Is that a former resident?
Excuse me?
Okay. They're saying that it's someone who, you're in a house, correct?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
You're in a house, correct?
Yes.
Is it an older house?
Yes.
Okay, they're saying that it's a former resident?
Okay.
And is it a man or, I'm going to ask them, is it a man or a woman? It's a woman.
Okay.
Why is she there?
Why is she still there? She wants them out of her room. She has issues with people in her room. That's confirmed.
Okay, I couldn't hear that.
Okay.
She has issues with people in her room. So whatever room that she had is her own room, that person's probably been doing something not good to it.
She had four children in that house.
The lady who actually was in the house before you? Hold on.
She had four children in that house. Four children again, she said. And she's been trying to yell, but no one's listening to her. Please hear me, she said. Please hear me.
Okay. So is this... I wondered if it was a relative of mine.
Is this a relative? Yes.
Okay, I thought so.
Yes, it was a relative of yours, but she did used to live in that house.
Right.
Do you understand that? They're asking if you understand that.
If I understand what?
If you understand that, what we just told you.
That it was a relative?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Good. They're glad that you understand that.
Yes, my grandparents owned this place for over 60 years, so.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense then.
Well, thank you very much, Karen, for calling.
Okay, they don't say, like, who they are or anything?
We can get more in-depth to it. Derek, do you mind me giving out a number over the air?
Yeah, go right ahead. Basically, if you want to reach Chris, he has a number available. You can actually talk to him in person. His phone number is 720-344-6150. That's 720-344-6150. If you want to do any private readings with Chris, give him a call, and you'll get more sound, more clearly voice from the other side. Thank you very much, Karen, for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You know what, Chris? I've been noticing that just listening in, I mean, even though my parents came in strong, and then this young lady's, when she made her call, they were even getting stronger. So I think, you know, as you... To me, it sounds like when you start soaking up the motor, it takes a while for it to get warmed up, but it's getting stronger and stronger all the time.
Yeah, what happens is when we start the device, really, and I said this before, you have to have a specific type of medium to work with the device. And what they'll do is they'll actually pull energy directly from me to start coming through stronger.
Okay. Okay.
And we're at the point now where we're getting some pretty clear communication, and I've turned it down, set it away, and they're still talking to me, and they're telling me they want to talk more. So,
yeah, they probably want to talk more to me, too, I hope.
I think so. They're ready to go.
Yeah, I really love that. Anyway, we've got another caller calling in. Who am I speaking to?
Joyce.
Hi, Joyce. Your name is Joyce?
Yes.
Okay, welcome, Joyce. And where are you calling from?
Colorado.
Colorado. Okay, Joyce, do you have a question for Chris?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, ask him.
Now I have to think about it, don't I? I thought I had a question. Okay, how... Do you, how do you think of a question, I guess? You know, because people, when you say think of a question, it's like, do they like just yes and no questions, or?
When it comes down to it, the majority that we get through, people have a specific.
Okay. I'm going to ask the question.
Okay.
What is, is Tyler doing a good job?
Is Tyler doing a good job? Well, let's ask Tyler and find out here.
Okay.
Hold on. Tyler, I think I know who this Joyce is, by the way. Tyler, I think somebody pretty close to you wants to know if you're doing a good job. Are you doing a good job for me?
Okay. So that's my question.
Yeah. Chris, that's my mom. I know who this is. This is Joyce. Hi, Joyce.
I've never been to this website. I I found it a few hours ago, and then Dina called, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm supposed to call in. I've never called in before, so this is a first.
I really appreciate you calling in.
All right. Well, he's doing a good job.
Well, we're here on every Tuesday night, so if you want to listen in, we always have something else new to talk about.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Isn't it wonderful to get relatives calling in?
It is. Absolutely.
This is getting to be pretty good. Now, anybody who's in the chat room and wants to phone in, please phone in. And the toll-free number is, if you guys remember, the numbers are U.S., anybody calling from the U.S., 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canada, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. International lines. 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. I think we have a caller calling in. Who am I speaking to? Where are you from?
This is Kayla.
Hi. How are you, where are you from?
Tennessee.
From where? Jersey?
The Smoky Mountains of Tennessee.
Oh,
Tennessee.
Smoky Mountains of Tennessee. Okay, cool. You have a question for Chris?
Yeah, I find this very intriguing, what I'm listening to here tonight.
Well,
I have a question
much.
For the
you
other
want
side.
To ask Chris a question?
Pardon?
You want to ask Chris a question?
Yes. My son was murdered 9 years ago, and it said that it was an accident, and I would like to know if it was or was not.
Okay, well, the first thing I'd ask, ma'am, if you don't mind, do you mind giving your first and last name over the radio?
Pardon?
Do you mind giving your first and last name over the radio?
No, it's Jackson, Kayla Jackson.
Okay, and what was your name, ma'am?
I still can't hear you. What?
What is your name?
Kayla Jackson.
Kayla Jackson. So it's first.
Kayla Jackson. Trying to reach Justin. Is that right?
Jackson, as in Michael
Jackson.
Jackson.
Got it. Tyler, can we pull that through? Give me a second here. Gayla is trying to reach Jackson. Yes. Yes. Okay. Was it an accident? Was it an accident, Jackson?
It was an accident?
It was no accident.
It was no accident.
It was no accident.
I didn't think so.
Will they find the killer? Was it
a
murder?
Will we, Jackson, do you have the ability to help us find who might have done this? Yes.
God, this is a really bad phone connection.
Who will be able to help you from this side? Do you think Chris will be able to help you to make contact with your mother?
Jackson, do you think that I'll be the one who helps you make contact with your mother?
With my mother?
Yes. Yes.
You mean my son wants to make contact with my mom?
No, he wants to contact you.
He wants to contact me?
Correct. And I was asking him if I would be the person who would connect the two of you. Right. He said right.
I'm going to call you tomorrow.
Please feel free to give me a call. Do you have my phone number?
Yes, I got it when he gave it out a little bit ago.
Let me repeat it to you again so I can help you. It's 720-344-6150.
Okay.
And since you're in the States, I can give you a toll-free number if you'd like that as well.
Okay.
It's 877-880-6232. Yes, Jim.
6232. What was that middle three?
Again, it's 877-880.
Okay.
6232.
Okay.
Call. Yes. Okay. He's still talking. Yeah. Absolutely. Please call me. We'll work on this.
Yeah. The young gentleman who was his best friend of 9 years that killed him, but he was only charged as involuntary manslaughter, and he served 1 year in prison and
okay.
was out.
They keep coming through, and they keep saying his name over and over again. Jackson, Jackson, Jackson. They're trying to help.
Okay.
Please call, and we'll do what we can. Thank
you. Okay, thank you.
Goodbye.
Wow, this is getting pretty good.
We'd love to help when we can.
Yeah, I mean, this is quite phenomenal. I'm sitting there and I'm listening to this. You know, like the night that you did the Savannah Ghost Chasers night, that was quite the night.
Oh, it was amazing. You know, when I went in there, it was originally set up that I was supposed to just go out there and do a demonstration to talk to everybody about how the device worked. And when I got there, the promoter of the event, Chip Coffee, asked me, would you mind doing a few readings for people? And I'd never done readings before to help people out like that. And it turned out that every person in the room that was there came to the front and asked a question. And as far as I know, we had a 100% success rate connecting people with their loved ones on the other side.
Wow. You know, I'll tell you this right now. There's one part here I want to share with you. I've shared this with you before, but I want to let people know this. There have been a lot of books that have been written about this program, about the box itself. Even though Thomas Edison has been quite effective in it, there have been people doing a lot of research on this for a lot of years because, I mean, Harper's Encyclopedia of Mystical and Paranormal Experience, I never heard these guys until my wife, I was actually getting you to come on to my show a couple of days back, and my wife says to me, I think you're going to need this. And she pulled it out of just a paperback book where she was just reading a story, just like a common novel, and she had the first page in front of it, and it says Phone Calls from the Dead, and they're actually talking about the Thomas Edison, who actually invented the box. In the very front of the index, which I was like, wow. And this book itself, even though it was written in the 2005, but still, there are a lot of people out there that are still talking about it. And someone had recently told me that they've heard about it somewhere in England as well.
Absolutely. The Skoll experiment.
Okay. And so they've been doing it down there as well.
They've been trying to work on this for quite some time, absolutely. But, you know, the difference in what took place with that, with a lot of the other experimentation that are trying to talk over the top of me, with the other experimentation and that is the fact that the person who designed this device really just listened to those voices come through and didn't try to alter it himself. He really took their instruction. And
yeah.
I think what's really flawed the other devices that have come out is human error, thinking that they could do it better than the spirits on the other side.
Wow. I got a question to ask you, even from the other people in spirit. Can you ask them if, when my mom passed away, was it my brother that came to see her first?
When Derek's mother passed away, well, they already answered. Yes, he did. He did.
Was that was Garnet, right?
Right.
Okay.
They're answering before I can even get it out, but that's your connection right there.
Heard my mom's voice. Hi, Mom.
Hello. Hey, what? Okay.
Okay. Now we have a caller calling in. You ready for this one, Chris?
Sure.
Okay. We have another caller calling in. And who am I speaking to? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Derek?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Dale Haggerty calling.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm calling in from
Vavenby, British Columbia.
I am.
Excellent. You have Chris. You have a question for Chris?
Yes, I want to know if he can get in touch with my mother.
We can sure try.
What's your last name?
My last name?
Your mother's first and last name.
Oh, Irene Perry.
Irene Perry?
Yes.
Let's try. Irene Perry? Tyler, can you bring to Irene Perry, her daughter's trying to reach her?
Do you want to ask something?
Yes, she's there. Strong. And what was the question?
Okay, can you ask her if she's guiding me into the new path
I'm sorry, I just have to interrupt very quickly. She says, I can hear you perfectly.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, is she guiding me onto my new path towards the ministry?
Ma'am, are you guiding her on her new path towards the ministry? Correct. Yes, ministry. Correct, she said. Correct,
yeah.
In ministry.
Oh, good.
She wants to know if you can hear her at night.
Sometimes I more in dream state.
In dream state? Yes. Energy, she said, energy.
Yes.
That's right. It's very important that you listen to what comes through in those messages. You may want to write those things down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is
and
there
that was
anything?
Her message?
Dale?
Yes.
I got one for you. I think someone needs to give your husband a message. You want to ask for Dale's dad?
Yes. Is Dale's dad there? His name is John Haggerty.
John Haggerty? Can we pull through John Haggerty? Yes. She's pulling him through. Yes.
Okay.
She's pulling him through. Oh, he says he doesn't have much energy. Okay, what's the question?
Just basically just to give him, I guess we say Dale Haggerty is the curator of the Michif Métis Preservation Society Museum. I would say just for the big guy, I think his father, I mean, I'm getting an impression really quickly, but his father wants to give him a message.
Listen to Derek.
Do you want me to put Dale on?
Sure.
Okay, hang on. You might need your energy. To get
Hello.
Dale?
Hello?
Dale, we're getting a message for you. Your father wants you to listen to Derek.
Yeah, right.
Your dad's playing around. You realize that?
Yeah. Ask him about the kilt.
Wants to know about the kilt? They just passed that on. But he's talking to you, yes. They're talking back and forth now. What's the question?
There's some about a kilt that was left in the family.
With the kilt. They just said the kilt. Okay, go ahead and bring that through. He's fighting with a woman right now. Not fighting, but arguing.
They're arguing with a woman? Must be a
woman. They're going back and forth with each other. They're really going at it.
Must be a relative of theirs.
I think so. He says, I don't get any peace now, Chris.
Oh, this is funny.
And then we just calmed down. So they were just having a little discussion.
It's got to be a relative.
It was a woman, and she was very clearly, I don't know the best word, badgering maybe.
Maybe it was my mom badgering Dale's dad.
It was something, because they were definitely having a heated discussion.
Well, it sounds like my mom. Chris asked if it was hers. Actually, he had a discussion with his dad.
Was it Derek's mother who was having the heated discussion?
Sorry?
Yeah, I guess it was.
That's my mom.
Yeah, she's trying to direct traffic right now. That's what she called it, was directing traffic.
My God. Oh, my God.
She called it directing traffic.
Yes, my mom... I got it. My mother, when she got hammered with, like when she used to go out and have her birthday celebration, she gets so hammered at her tree, not knowing it, she would go out in the street and try to direct traffic, and Dad would try to hide her behind the bush so the cops wouldn't see her.
There's a good affirmation right there.
God, yes. I tell that story all the time. Thanks, Mom.
Of course. She said, of course.
She was a sweetheart. So was my dad. They're good people.
It definitely sounds that way.
Yeah. I'm asking one question myself.
Okay.
There were some rings that were split up. Does Mom agree with what we did?
Do you agree? With the rings being split up? Yep. It's what you had to do.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom. Appreciate it.
Yep, it's what you had to do.
Yeah. Will my sister and I ever get along?
Try that one. Is Garrick and his sister ever going to get along? Yes.
So.
One day. Said yes, one day.
Yep,
I believe that was your
day.
Father who said one day.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, we have about 3 minutes left. And we have one more caller.
Okay.
Is Dale still there?
I'm still here waiting for my answer.
Oh, they're waiting for your answer from your dad. Sorry, Dale. Is his father still there?
Let me check. Is Dale's father still there? He left.
My mom chased him away.
He gave up. He left.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, we have to get back to you, Dale.
He's gone, Tyler said. He's gone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dale, are you still there? Okay, he's gone. Okay, appreciate it. Well, Chris, I think it's time to shut down. I really appreciate you coming on. This has been a fabulous night. Anybody out there who wants to make contact with Chris to make any appointments to see him in person, these numbers are available to you at 720-344-6150, and toll-free number is 877-880-6232. Also, Chris has got a website, hauntedtimes.com. That's hauntedtimes.com. Give him a boo on his site. Keep up the good work, Chris. I really appreciate what you're doing out there. And I'm actually curious to ask one question before we shut her down. But ask the spirit one day if I would be doing that kind of work by using one of those boxes.
Let's see here. I turned her off. Let's see. It's going to take a minute to warm back up, but I'll tell you what, we will answer that question next time.
Okay. Anyways, folks, it's been a great night. Thank you for listening in. This is Derek White, Sky Cloud, with our special guest, Chris Moon. And we thank you for listening in, folks. Next week, next Tuesday night, we've got another special guest coming on. And our special guest next week will be Dr. Jimmy from APSR Radio. He's coming through. So listen in next week. Meantime, guys, take care of yourselves. Bye.